When I think of communities of color that are adjacent to the park, or the park is sort of interwoven throughout neighborhoods in Philly where these communities reside, I think of a couple of things that are both in the space of barriers and things and, you know, mechanisms that are facilitators of people accessing the park. Barriers, I think of from a public health standpoint, a scientific lens of the violence that does take place in Philly, and that dynamic makes people less inclined to go out into these spaces because of the very present reality that they may not be safe. Maybe not physically in those spaces, but in transition to them, walking to them, driving to them even sometimes, that may be a barrier. And if we're talking about working class communities, they are working during, you know, the majority of the daylight. And so perhaps, you know, if there is the space to work from home, there may be more opportunities to access the park. But again, we have to consider, what does the familial structure look like? Are they caretaking for children during, like, working from home as well? And so there may be like very tangible barriers to accessing the park, right? Then perhaps we might consider like facilitators of what that might look like, of how do we engage communities to be able to make use of the park's abundance. And I think of one, partnering with community organizations where people are already thriving, whether it's a church organization or a youth organization or a sports organization or a recreation center, right? These spaces that are sort of trusted and connected to the community can serve as collaborators in perhaps events that might be taking place, or events that are generated from the minds and the hearts and the souls of the people in these spaces. And so I think of, for instance, with the Haitian community in Philadelphia, where my mom is very involved, every Haitian Flag Day, there is a outdoor aspect where a field is rented, music is played, dancing is involved, food is a bounty, and joy just takes over the field, right? And so to consider what partnerships like that might look like to bring, you know, these kinds of community and cultural events into different parts of the park throughout the year that are connected and have true meaning and resonation with communities could be a facilitator for these types of opportunities.